Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Notekeeper, written by Hannah Treve and read by Sophia Zevadaki. The sound of heavy, laboured breathing was the only noise in the room as Zoe Evans reread the few lines on the notepad that rested on her lap. It was the fourth time she had read the note, and she still hated almost every word. She looked up sharply, causing a greying blonde tendril to fall from the bun pinned at the nape of her neck. "Arthur, are you sure this is what you want to say?" she queried, gazing at the man responsible for the note. The breathing grew more laboured as the elderly man in the wheelchair nodded, his rheumy eyes steely with determination.
"I am. I've spent too long in denial. It's time the truth came out."
Zoe ignored the urge to groan in despair. She had been a nurse for over 20 years and learned long ago that nagging patients was not the most effective way of getting them to do what was best. "Okay," she gave Arthur a reassuring smile. "But don't you think telling your wife of 60 years that you never loved her and death will be a sweet release from her never-ending nagging, sharp tongue and..." Zoe paused to peer down at her notepad. "Constant smell of gas is a bit cruel." Arthur nodded.
"I'm sure. I've never held with lies."
Zoe put the pad down and shoved the pen in the pocket of her uniform. She disliked lies too, but equally didn't think giving people the unvarnished truth was always right.
"Is there anything else? Something nice?" she asked.
"Audrey's your wife. She's been bringing you to this hospice as a day patient for the last 6 weeks. You've shared a life together. You've built a world around each other." Arthur's expression softened.
"Course I love Audrey, but this bloody cancer's given me a kick up the backside. I don't want to meet my maker knowing I haven't been honest. I'm grateful for all Audrey has done. She and I have rubbed along together all right. I've never got over my first love. Oh, Deirdre Hamilton."